The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
I identify myself as a Bible-believing, unashamed follower of Jesus Christ. I believe the Bible, I follow Jesus, and I'm not ashamed to say so. The answer is not in the next election. The answer is not in Washington, D.C. The answer to America's problems is in the pulpit and the pews of America's churches. That's what we do here daily on Bob Burney Live. We listen, we think, and then we look at the Word of God, evaluate it, and develop our worldview from God's point of view.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the participants and may not be the views or opinions of the staff, management, or advertisers of WRFD.
Isn't it strange how that you take two pieces of material, you can take wood, you can take plastic, you can take anything, and you can put them in any configuration until you put them perpendicular to each other and make a cross? The Word of God. Read it. Obey it. That is the answer to America's problems.
Call 1-877-BOB-LIVE. Bob Burney Live.
And welcome to Bob Burney Live. Thank you for joining me on this Tuesday afternoon. Anymore, I have to seriously think, well, okay, what day is this? What day of the week is it? I'm pretty sure it's Tuesday. So welcome to a Tuesday edition of Bob Burney Live. Thank you for joining me. Lots and lots and lots to talk about today. I'll give you in a little bit an update on our Trans World Radio campaign. We have blown past our goal, and I hope we are marching to the next plateau, and I'll bring you up to date a little bit later on that. Just a quick mention, and I hope I don't come across as being mysterious or anything like that, but important things happening at the State House today, at least what I'm hearing from my sources inside the State House. Some very, very important decisions made in the House of Representatives today that will impact all of us here in the state of Ohio for quite some time. And again, I'm not trying to be mysterious or anything like that, but I'll just leave it at that. Would you please take just a few moments and just ask God to give our political leaders, the people that we have elected to represent us down at the State House in Columbus, pray that God will give them wisdom and courage today. They're going to need both concerning the things that they are discussing. And I've got some sources on the inside. If I get any news before the end of the program, I will immediately pass them on to you. But I'll just say that's an important day at the State House. At least this is what I'm hearing. And I hope you will pray that God will give our elected leaders wisdom. All right, just please do that, and I'll try to be less vague when I have something concrete to report to you. My telephone number, 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. Personally, I think this story defies all reason, all logic, and even all scientific data. Headline today, schools will start the school year learning remotely. This is Columbus City Schools. Now, please remember, Columbus City Schools for several years has been one of the worst school districts in the entire state of Ohio. For a long time, they were receiving Fs every single year. Terrible problems in the Columbus Public Schools. They have a fairly new superintendent, Dr. Talisa Dixon, came from up in northern Ohio. Anyway, they have determined that all schools will start the year with virtual learning environment. In other words, at-home internet. Now, I have read numerous studies in the last month from here in the United States and around the world indicating that students in school are almost at zero risk of contracting the COVID-19 virus and very unlikely to spread. For instance, Sweden never shut their schools down at all. Never. They never did. Didn't have a problem. Major German study that came out, what, 3-4 weeks ago? Major German study. Schools can open. There is no problem. The CDC, Centers for Disease Control, has determined with certain guidelines in place, schools all across America can open in person. Numerous studies indicate the learning environment is much better in the classroom. Kids learn more, they get better grades, they progress better, they have better mental health. It is better for them mentally, physically. In many cases, poor kids are eating better because they're getting breakfast and lunch and sometimes even dinner at school. In almost every measurable way, kids do better in the classroom. And yet, Columbus has said, nope, stay at home, stay at home. The liberal left, honestly, truly, have become the science deniers. Now, what any reasonable person who reads the reports and knows the science will say, all right, the kids have very, very little risk of either getting the COVID-19, and if they get it, almost no risk at all for it being fatal or even serious. So why keep the kids home? Well, because they could infect grandpa. They could get it, and they could infect grandma, and they're the at-risk population. Okay. Now, there's no real proof that that's true. That's conjecture. But let's review just from, or let's just suppose for a moment, it is true. So keep the kids away from grandma and grandpa. Okay? Just keep the kids away from the high-risk people. Well, but we can't trust people to do that. Okay, so government is always the answer. I think it's foolish. I think it's counterproductive. It's going to hurt the kids educationally, emotionally, physically. The benefit is very, very minimal. This, once again, is operating not on science, but on fear. It's just pure, unadulterated fear. So you have one of the worst school districts academically and in every other measurable way in the entire state of Ohio, dooming themselves to even worse results. Not because of settled science, but because of fear and political correctness. Now, the cynical side of me, because they are saying, well, you know, we might go back to in-person classrooms maybe November. What happens in America this coming November? Oh, yeah. an election. Bob, are you saying that the liberal left is so calloused that they would literally intentionally harm children and their educational environment and families just to make things look bad for the current president? Yes, they would. Now, we've talked about the kids. What about the parents? This is going to be a huge continued financial impact on parents. The risks far outweigh the benefits in this decision, at least in my non-expert opinion, my editorial thoughts. I think it's a wrong-headed decision made out of fear and probably quite a bit of political correctness. Well, there's my opinion. I'd love to hear yours. My number, 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483.
Bob Burney Live, looking at today's news through a biblical worldview.
I wish I hadn't done that. I'm serious. I wish I hadn't done it. I'm going to get to the phones. Those of you who are on the phones, I'm going to get there. I promise. But during the break, the Senate Judiciary Committee is meeting with Attorney General Bill Barr right now, a fine, upstanding American. The Democratic leadership on the Senate Judiciary Committee, absolute disgrace. The way they are treating the Attorney General of the United States, they refuse to allow him to answer. They will answer a question. Attorney General Barr will try to answer. They absolutely refuse to allow him to answer any of the questions, at least the Democrats. And a Democratic representative from Florida just accused the Attorney General of the United States of murdering hundreds of thousands of Americans because of the COVID-19 response. That's Justice Department. I'm, again, outrageous, disgusting how these people get elected. I have no idea. Mean-spirited, disrespectful. All right, that's all I'll say. Just absolutely disgusting. All right, let's go to the phones. As I promised, we were talking about schools opening, closing, virtual, et cetera, and I've got Carl in Gahanna up. Carl, you're up on Bob Burney Live. Welcome, and thank you for calling.
Well, thanks for having me on again, Bob.
Certainly.
Well, I'm not a happy camper about this at all. I think they're cheating our kids out of a full education. I would call it a fake education. I just am not into that. I think you need the people. They're getting the instruction of knowledge, but they're not getting the actual knowledge, just getting a form of it. And they need to interface with actual people.
Well, anyway, sure they do. Sure, yeah. They do. Any study, and I mean any study, says that the total virtual learning, the internet thing, is deficient and substandard compared to in-person instruction. And, you know, everything is risk benefits. The risks, all of the studies that I have read, the risks for children interacting with each other in school of getting or even passing on the COVID thing is very minimal, very, very minimal. Can a child get it? Yes. But there is an over 99% chance, medically, scientifically, that they will not be ill at all or minor symptoms. Children basically are not impacted by this. And yet we are throwing away education out of unscientific fear. It doesn't make any sense to me at all.
Okay, well, thanks, Bob.
All right, Carl, thanks. Philip in Columbus, you're up next. Philip, you're on Bobberty Live. Welcome, and thanks for calling.
Hi, Bob. I'm a new listener, and I'm really enjoying the show.
Well, thank you. We love new listeners. How long have you been listening?
About 2 weeks.
So great. How did you hear about us?
I didn't. I turned on the radio, and you were talking. I liked what I heard.
Well, good. Well, welcome to the family, and we really do consider our listening family a family. What's on your heart and mind today?
Well, you were talking about the schools, and I just wanted to say that I think, you know, the Democrats want to maintain their constituency. So they want the undereducated. They want people waiting on a government check. They want big government. So the more they can control this, the better for them.
Yeah.
And so, you know, and I'm waiting for, are they going to cut our property taxes down a little bit since the kids aren't going to be there?
But don't count on it. Don't count on it.
No, they'll need it for internet. But I see I live right across from a couple of schools, and the band was practicing this week. The tennis team was practicing. The soccer team and the baseball team were all out on the yard. So,
well,
if they can practice.
Well, they've been practicing, but Westerville Central had two other athletes test positive. So they basically shut everything down for a few days. And I think Bexley, there was another school district as well. A couple of their athletes tested positive, and so they shut everything down. For the kids, Philip, COVID-19 is less severe than the flu. And I'm talking for children.
Absolutely.
For children.
Yeah.
I'm not talking for elderly adults. I'm not talking about people with diabetes and so forth. We know that. But for kids, it is less fatal, less dangerous than the seasonal flu. And we have never shut everything down for the seasonal flu. You know, again, if they are in contact with people of higher risk, then keep them away from them. That's common sense. Hey, Philip, thanks so much for calling. Don't be a first time only. Call us again. I'd love to talk to you again. All right. Quick break. More Bobberty Live.